You are listening to the Lenten Devotional from Ashes to Easter, a resource of the North American Lutheran Church. To learn more, please visit us online at thenalc.org.
Hi, everyone. I'm Eric Reason, president of the North American Lutheran Seminary. The reading for today is from John chapter 4, and I encourage you to read the whole story of the woman, the Samaritan woman, at the well. But I'll read just a part of that. So Jesus came to a town of Samaria called Sychar. Jacob's well was there, so Jesus, wearied as he was from his journey, was sitting beside the well. A woman from Samaria came to draw water. Jesus said to her, "Give me a drink." The Samaritan woman said to him, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" Jesus answered her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." One of the reasons that I deeply appreciate the Lutheran theological tradition is that it boldly faces the fact that we are all broken and imperfect people. I am an imperfect man speaking to imperfect people. The writer of the book of Hebrews reminds his readers that the high priest who served in the temple in Jerusalem could, I quote, "deal gently with the ignorant and wayward, since he himself is beset with weakness." As a pastor, I often have the opportunity to put that advice into practice. When I hear a confession, I always remember that I am a sinner hearing the contrition of another sinner. We're in this together. Jesus was not a sinner. He faithfully walked the fine line and avoided both unrighteousness and self-righteousness. He lived a fully righteous life, but still was incredibly kind to the ignorant and wayward. Nowhere is this seen more clearly than in the story of the Samaritan woman at the well. She had everything against her. One, she was a Samaritan, so she had her theology wrong. Two, she worshipped at the wrong temple. Three, she was a woman, and the ancient world, that was against her. Four, she was divorced 5 times. And five, she was unmarried and living with men, so both an adulterer and a fornicator. In short, she was wayward. Given all this, Jesus does not ignore her. Jesus says to her, "If you knew the gift of God and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him and he would have given you living water." Please don't misunderstand. Jesus is never soft on sin. But to use an overused phrase, Jesus simply loves the sinner, not the sin. He will give because he loves to anyone who asks. He's not stingy or withholding of the divine gift of living water, nor does he wait until we are supposedly good enough before we ask him. He gives freely to sinners who ask. And that's very good news for all of us. Never ever think that you must get your life in order before you can receive the gifts of God, or that God won't give until we've cleaned ourselves up. Ask for the gift of living water, of the Holy Spirit. Ask now. Worship God in spirit and in truth with the Samaritan woman and all other sinners. I've no doubt that this Samaritan woman's life was changed by her chance encounter with Jesus at the well. It was changed because I believe she asked. Prayer. Come, Holy Spirit, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of God, the Spirit of Christ Jesus, come and fill us with the water of life. Cleanse us from our sin. Free us from guilt and shame. Enable us to worship you in spirit and in truth, and to walk in a new life. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Lent is a time in which we intentionally reflect upon our lives and take stock of our own ignorance and waywardness. Are there sins which you think make you unworthy to receive forgiveness? Listen to Jesus. Go ahead and ask. He gives freely. He gives us living water, not because we are good, but because he is good. As a matter of fact, he is the fountain of all goodness and truth and life.
Thank you for joining us today. The North American Lutheran Church is Christ-centered, mission-driven, traditionally grounded, and congregationally focused. The NALC is committed to the renewal of all of our congregations, working to develop and deliver resources that challenge and open the NALC to the work of the Holy Spirit in our mission and ministry. If you enjoy these podcasts, please take a moment to rate and review in the app you are using today. Your ratings and reviews help others find this resource. Thank you again.